Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's our delight to have you on board with us today as we face the issues. We always look forward to your dialogue and discussion on any issue that we're discussing. Each and every day as we discuss the issues, let me remind you, it's an open line. You can simply dial 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios and right to our microphones so that we can entertain your question, your comments, your dialogue, and discussion on the issue of the day. We're talking about today, is America a racist nation? Or better yet, we'll talk about what is critical race theory. Perhaps you've heard one or the other. Perhaps you've heard the socialist Marxist media rant on the fact that we are a racist nation. That's the reason we need to defund the police. That's the reason we need to start back with the segregation programs in our colleges and universities. That's the reason we need to teach 2 + 2 can be 5 and not 4. It's because of what is called the critical race theory. The idea that if you are not white, if you are any other skin tonation than white, you cannot reach the level of academic ability, so therefore the system must be dumbed down. 2 and 2 can be 5, not just 4. And if you say 2 and 2 is 4, exactly, that's white supremacist. And therefore we must eradicate white people in America, as one college is advocating today. College professors, university professors, teachers in grammar school, grade school, high school, are talking about the critical race theory. What is it? How does it interface with reality in America? Are we a racist nation? Is that determined by George Floyd's death, as some would have you to believe? Is it determined by the fact that we're told some fallacious statements in relationship to the number of people that's been shot by armed police officers and unarmed people? How many have been killed that have been black men versus white or other skin tonations? How is the determination made? How should we view America? Are we really a racist nation is the question that we're going to talk about today. And I'd love to have your input. If you think we're a racist nation, tell us why. If you think we're not, tell us why. Do you believe the critical race theory needs to be taught in the public schools, the colleges, the universities, and in every area of the federal government and all federal agencies? Should critical racism, the critical race theory, be taught in each of those venues at taxpayers' expense? If so, why? If not, why not? Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, let me remind you we do so based on the authority of Scripture, based on Scripture, written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. As we consider issues each and every day, let me remind you very benevolently and yet very poignantly that we are doing so based on the authority of a central biblicist worldview. It's not a matter of what I think or feel. It's not a matter of what some political ideological bent may present. It's not based on denominational dogma. It is based on the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. And may I recommend that to you? May I recommend that we seek the truth from the Word of God? Jesus said to his disciples, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And then Jesus said in John 14:6, "I am truth." Further, he makes a declaratory statement in John 17:17, where the Lord Jesus says, "Thy word is truth." So, ladies and gentlemen, it's the truth of the Word of God that we ought to seek. It's what does the Word of God say? It's truth. And I am saddened to say to you today, but what the secularist George Orwell said back in 1947 when he penned the words to the dystopian novel, 1984. He said, and I quote, "The further society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." And that's exactly what we see today. So what we're saying on this broadcast today, and what we say just about every day on the broadcast as we face issues, is speaking truth. And oftentimes you have those that get a little bent out of shape, a little upset, or a little uptight in some fashion, thinking that you ought not to say those things. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I believe it's time as Christians we do as the 15th century theologian and church reformer said to do. It was the church reformer and the 15th century theologian, Jan Hus, that made the statement, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, tell the truth, love the truth, live the truth, defend the truth, even to death. And ladies and gentlemen, may I commend that to you? As believers, perhaps it never before in the history of our great nation, we need to seek the truth and listen to the truth. By the way, you won't find that on the Communist Network News. You won't find the truth of what's happening in America, what's taking place with the theology, the theory that's being taught today about the race, America being a racist nation. You won't find that truth being given to us by way of television or the national media or the socialist network news. It's just not there. We need to listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, and tell the truth and defend the truth, even to death. And I believe, ladies and gentlemen, we're rapidly approaching the day when our lives will be in the lurch, if I can use that term, if we stand for the truth of the Word of God. We're getting closer and closer to that day. In fact, let me just tuck in this little theological tidbit. I believe that before we see the wrap-up of the universe, before we see the rapture of the church and the 7 years of the tribulation and the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, I believe that we're on the very edge of seeing the church persecuted as never in the history of the United States of America. You can see what's happening in the Western Hemisphere, just above our northern border in Canada, with the persecution and prosecution of pastors simply because of taking a stand of the preaching and the teaching of the Word of God. And you see that taking place all around the globe today, ladies and gentlemen. And America, it is rapidly approaching. It is approaching the day that lest we stand now, lest we speak up now, lest we be salt and light now, we will see that persecution and prosecution of the Christian church, and the pastors and Christians in general in America. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of Honda generators. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. Tools for Time staff can answer your questions about the professional landscape lawn care equipment. Tools for Time can answer every homeowner's questions about landscape equipment and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. By the way, that's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a gigantic 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory flowing. Find that flagpole. At the base of that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, multitudes of you, multitudes of Americans, and many, 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 if not most of you listening to the sound of my voice today, you remember the famous speech, "I Have a Dream," by Dr. Martin Luther King. In that speech, Dr. King said that he's looking forward to a day, there coming a day, when the content of the heart, not the color of the skin, will be that which is viewed. Ladies and gentlemen, let me be very clear. I disagree with much of what Dr. King taught and said theologically and doctrinally. We were miles apart in some of the things that he had the philosophy on, but I want us to understand that his remarks about race were spot on. We must remember, ladies and gentlemen, that God created only one race, and that's the human race. You go back to the Tower of Babel in the scripture, and you understand that God divided the nations, God divided the people by language, and I believe it was at that point in time we found the total differentiation in the skin tone nation on a global basis, but God created the heart. God created the mind, the motive of an individual. God doesn't look at the skin tonation. God looks at the heart and the motive of the heart and what's said and done. But there's one race, and that's the human race. But yet today, ladies and gentlemen, America is plagued with what is called the critical race theory. Listen, I want you to understand, just a few years back, I would have never dreamed that we'd be in the declension that we're in today based on racism. We went through the 60s. Most of us that are old enough to recall that, of going through the 60s, where we wound up in 1964 with some wonderful legislation that the civil rights legislation of that day. We determined then as a nation that it was not right to have segregation at water fountains, segregation at lunch counters, segregation in the classroom, segregation based on skin tonation in any phase or facet of the federal government or otherwise. But ladies and gentlemen, we've reversed that today by one fell swoop with the socialist, Marxist, communist agenda to destroy our nation, to overthrow the American constitutional way of life. It was part and parcel of the coup to overthrow to develop a methodology that could overthrow the election and prevent Donald J. Trump from being reelected. To be very, very brief and to the point, ladies and gentlemen, critical race theory is a part of the Marxist program to divide and conquer a nation. Let me just give you a little history on that. It would take a whole broadcast to go through the different portions of Marx and Marxism and the devolution, if you want to call it that, or the evolution of the theory called critical race theory today that's being promulgated in our schools, colleges, universities, and in the federal government. Karl Marx believed that the primary imbalance in societies was the imbalance between capitalists and the workers. Marx's solution to that was to overcome that imbalance by a revolution. Hear me. Karl Marx's approach was to overcome the so-called societal imbalance between the capitalists and the workers. And that was simply by having a revolution where the workers would seize the major means of production and overthrow the capitalist society and usher in a new socialist society. Now, you take that and you do several iterations of that, and you find that basically what Karl Marx believed was you divide a nation by ethnicity and by societal norms and by societal position to cause the infighting, to absolutely eviscerate, destroy the warp and the woof. That's the very fabric of a nation. It is this Marxist theology today, ladies and gentlemen, that's used to divide our society racially, ethnically, and to usher in the socialist America that is the goal for the Obama administration, for Joe Biden in particular, for Kamala Harris, for Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Bernie Sanders, AOC and the three, as I, in pun, call it. It is the goal to destroy America, to destroy our foundation. And the scripture is very clear in Psalms 11:3. If the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Ladies and gentlemen, in Proverbs 14 and verse 34, it says, righteousness exalted a nation, but it is a reproach. Sin is a reproach to any people. And I believe we can look at this and call it nothing more, nothing less than sin. That's a reproach to our nation today. It's the socialist Marxist media today. It's the entire socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party today that's pushing the idea that America is a racist nation. Now, I've watched too many video clips of those that are testifying against that. I've read too many articles and data and information and absolute research on the basis that America, I can say dogmatically, is not a racist nation. The idea of racism was relegated only to, at one time, to the universities, and now many years of the universities being absolutely eaten up with it. But now we're watching the socialist Marxist theory being played out in the critical race theory that's being promulgated and pushed in America. The critical race theory is now a part and parcel of the academic program for kindergarten, grade school, high school, colleges, and universities across our nation. In all of our schools, ladies and gentlemen, our sons and daughters and grandkids are being brainwashed with what is called the critical race theory. It's a Marxist agenda to destroy America. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm delighted to have with us today the former Republican, conservative, Christian representative of District 1 of the state of Florida. And I'm praying every day that God will work it somehow to put him back in the position of being a leader in Tallahassee to lead our state in the right direction. But his name is Mike Hill. I'm delighted to have Congressman Hill with us today. Congressman, thank you for joining us on this broadcast on what I call a very pivotal, a very serious issue that I believe that our listeners need to understand. And as Christians in particular, we need to know what's happening and take a stand against it. Thank you for joining us. Welcome to Let's Face the Issues.
Dr. Youngblood, thank you for having me. A very well said monologue in your opening. And the only thing I would add to it in terms of a foundation is you mentioned that critical race theory is grounded in Marxism, and it is. Marxism really took a strong foothold in the School of Frankfurt in Germany. And a number of those professors left and came to the United States and went to our universities and started spreading that nonsense in the last century. And we saw it and the effects of that, and we're seeing more of it. But if we get even more basic, Marxism itself is atheistic. Yes. It removes God from everything. And because of that, it is antithetical to the Bible and to everything that we stand for. Marxism and the Bible cannot coexist. Marxism is of the devil. And anything that is has its foundation with Marxism has its foundation with the devil. And it is that simple. Critical race theory is founded and based on, as you said, a struggle between the haves and the have-nots, a class distinction, which means that it is rooted even in envy. Envy is a little different from jealousy. Jealousy says that I want what you have. Envy is more insidious. It says, I want what you have, and I don't want you to have it. And the Bible calls it an abomination. It is a sin in the sight of God.
Absolutely. And one of the things that we're finding as that's being promulgated across the nation today is that our youngsters in colleges and universities will go in with a good solid foundation many times in biblical theological thought and with a relationship to Jesus Christ, having been taught and trained that way by moms and dads in their churches. But we'll go into the colleges and universities with these Frankfurt School graduates that are nothing but Marxists that are teaching them, brainwashing them. They'll come out believing that somehow, some way, what their professor said is right and what mom and dad in their church taught them is wrong. And therefore, we have this whole paradigm that's upside down in America today, where we have those with the college degrees, so many of them thinking that America's evil, America's bad, America is a racist nation. Congressman, saying that made me think of the fact that we have today even the critical race theory being taught in our college, universities, and schools, and especially when it comes to lower math. What you and I just call reading and writing and arithmetic used to be called the three R's, and that is that 2 + 2 = 4. Are you familiar with what they're now teaching based on the critical race theory about math?
No, I haven't heard what they said about math, but I can only imagine that what they're saying is that there is no single right answer, that the answer you come up with is more right than anything else.
Yes, let's examine that for a moment, because what they're saying, and they've been very dogmatic, it's in the schools in New York, it's in the schools of Oregon, Washington State, California, Colorado, et cetera, et cetera, and it's rolling across America today. And the teachers say that 2 + 2 = no longer 4. It can be 5 or 6 or 7, whatever you may think it to be is correct, because after all, and I'm quoting, after all, if you say that 2 + 2 must be 4, that is white supremacy, that's racist, and therefore it cannot be taught in the classroom. Can you imagine? And I just thought of this part today. Can you imagine that person coming out of high school with a high school degree, working at McDonald's, and is making change, and the cash register cannot work because the power's out, let's say, because the cash register is down, and he cannot do the calculation, so he cannot calculate money because he does not realize that $2 and $2 is $4. He thinks it may be $5. You might gain on the other end of that with the change coming back because he has been trained and brainwashed in believing that 2 plus 2 can be whatever you want it to be. That's called racism today in our school system.
Well, it's utter nonsense, Dr. Youngblood, and I think even if they try to teach it, it can't take hold because it is such against the truth. 2 plus 2 does equal 4. And anyone who is trying to build a house with measurements knows that 2 plus 2 must equal 4 if you're going to build that house on any kind of a solid foundation. You try to build it on anything else and it will fall apart. So even if they try to teach the nonsense that simple math is racist in and of itself, it can't hold it because it's not the truth. And the truth is what is will remain firm. And as you said in your monologue, the truth is what sets you free.
Yes.
So for them to even try to teach math that 1 plus 1 is not 2 or 2 plus 2 is not 4, it won't work. It is utter nonsense and it will fall flat on its face. The problem is those who will tend to accept that simply because that is the easy way out are going to come to a rude awakening when it comes time to getting a job and supporting yourself later.
Let's touch on one thought with that, that 2 plus 2 is not necessarily 4, but it could be 5, 6, 7, whatever you think it would be. Can you imagine what that is saying? Though here's my deep reservation and concern and consternation over that. That's saying to a brown-skinned, black-skinned, non-white person in that classroom that you're too dumb to understand math. You're too ignorant to learn anything that's called mathematics. You're too subhuman to be able to understand and to calculate. So therefore, we're going to give you a get-out-of-jail-free card, so to speak. We're going to give you a pass on that. Whatever you think, whatever you feel is okay, we're still going to pass you. We're still going to give you your credentials at the end of your 12 years in school and say that you're a high school graduate. That is, on the very surface of it, demeaning and destructive for any people, for any nation. Congressman, hold on a minute. I believe we have Dan on the line. Dan, go over with your question or comment, please.
Good morning, gentlemen. Once again, a poignant subject today that has vast ramifications of our future. First off, if I can look back a little while, why do we have results walking the streets today from our colleges that are working to bring in socialism? It was through their education or lack thereof that they have reached to the point where they no longer care for freedom. They no longer care for God or any aspect of the old Americanism. They've already succeeded to destroy our education. This is a ploy, I believe, to take us off of the real issues, and that is corrupted government, corrupted corporations, monopolies beyond anyone's imagination, with power that they're wielding daily to destroy this country, that need to be broken up, a government that needs to be recaptured and put back into the hands of righteous men and women of God's choosing, because he said, I choose who I put above you and for what purpose I put above you. There's only two purposes. Either it's going to be a blessing or it's going to be punishment. And I think we see what kind of a government we have and what God is for us to do. Congressman, would you be willing to spearhead what I believe is a solution? Everybody asks, what can we do? I read in the Founding Fathers where they had town hall meetings, the ministers attended, they went to their church, and they preached what they discussed at the town hall meetings. I believe that town hall meetings in every county, in every state, as well as public forums, would allow us to break that wall of ignorance, apathy, and complacency, and get the message out that if not now, when? If not us, who? And I'm wondering if you would agree to being involved in such a movement across Florida. I'll let you respond.
Congressman, I'll let you respond to that.
Well, Dan, actually I am. And I will have to say it's not so much of my choosing. What I mean by that is I speak in several places around the state almost monthly, and I say it's not of my choosing because it's by invitation. People will contact me and ask me to come and speak about America, its foundation, where it is now and where it needs to go. And the answer is, you know it, Dan, because you practically said it. The answer is for us to choose leaders who have Christian values as their core foundation. Moses, when he told the people to choose leaders from among them, he said, choose able-bodied men who love the Lord and are above reproach. That is what we must look for when we are choosing our leaders in terms of elected office, superintendent of schools, school board, even who is going to lead a company. That is what we need to look for. And I do travel around the state doing those sorts of speaking engagements where I talk about those various issues. So,
well, sir,
Dr. Youngblood, if any of your listeners are listening and would like me to come to their area to speak, they just simply need to ask me to, and if it's available on my calendar, I will come and do so.
Amen.
Okay. How does a common person who believes that God is calling him to share his knowledge that God has placed within him to get out on that circuit, per se, how does one get involved in that? That's a pertinent issue because there's a lot of people out there that are Christians, are godly men and women who know things, who, if they had a source, would be called whistleblowers. But there's no source to take that information out. And that's how they basically have silenced America. They put a negative connotation on speaking the truth and uncovering a corruption wherever it's found. And they've silenced the people who want to come forth with the truth, who want to take and be a part of the fight and the solution. That, I believe, is something that we really need to open up to we the people.
Yes, well, Dan, one of the major things, and you're touching on that, and I believe that we understand that jointly and collectively, we have a socialist Marxist media today, and the media generally would be the outlet where you would go and be the, quote, whistleblower and letting the world know what is truly taking place. But it goes back to what you and I and the congressman have talked about, and that is that truth is not accepted today. Truth is not embraced. But Dan, thank you so much for your call. I believe we have Joseph on the line. Joseph, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, Pastor, I know you and Congressman Mike Hill know what WASP means, W-A-S-P, White Anglo-Saxon Protestant. The United States was a WASP nation from the beginning. The United States fought a terrible war over slavery. We paid a high price to get rid of that unbiblical idea. And again, in the 60s, major civil rights legislation was passed to promote harmony and fairness among the races. Minorities can climb the educational and career ladder just like anybody else. And America used to be a firm adherent of the Judeo-Christian tradition, and hopefully people like Mike Hill can restore that, because most of us know that it's just a small vocal minority that's trying to intimidate and ruin this nation. But anyway, the Judeo-Christian tradition reinforces fairness at all levels of society. Of course, America is not perfect. No nation is perfect. And that's my opinion.
Joseph, you're exactly right. You hit the nail right on the head, brother. We're going to take about a one-minute break for the top of the hour news. Congressman, hang in there. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the top of the hour news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.